This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and this is a special podcast for TR Publications and the ASCDI. And I have with me today John Spagnolo of IQ Reseller. John, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
And we also have a special guest with us, Michael Hutchcraft of Glacier Consulting. Michael, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Doug. Appreciate it.
Well, we're going to be adding on to a recent podcast we did with IQ Reseller. We're going to be talking about R2, and we're going to be talking about the big picture of getting your company ready for a very new era of basically asset management, asset end-of-life management, and then all that goes with that. But before we jump into this topic, John, could you just tell me real quick, what is IQ Reseller?
Yeah, IQ Reseller is a ERP system that's been around for over 20 years now. We like to state that we're the most complete and most powerful ERP system that is designed for resellers and ITAD professionals out there in this industry. So we have over 300 customers in 14 different countries, over 3,000 users, and have done over $850 million worth of transactions through our system. So we can really help users and companies help to purchase, sell, track, and run their business to the most efficient manner possible.
And Michael, welcome to the TR and ASCDI podcast, by the way. What is Glacier Consulting?
Glacier is a consulting company that was started in 2016, 2017, based in Clarkston, Michigan. We are set up to help companies, clients, achieve management system certification. So with that is helping structure their business, documentation, things like that to help them achieve these voluntary certifications that give transparency to clients upstream, clients downstream, where they can, you know, help the environment. And that's ultimately what we're after, is trying to keep the items out of the landfill, trying to keep them out of the areas where they can do harm. We do all kinds of different certifications. I could go through all of them, but the main certification that I excel in is R2 V3 certification, which is a transparent management system in how they process used electronics to get back into the reuse market, or ultimately to get the bad equipment out of the electronic stream so that it can be handled responsibly. And that's what R2 stands for, responsible recycling, out of the stream, and the life of the devices end while, whether they're shredded or smelted, and then materials are recovered off of them. We've been highly successful, and our goal is to get out there and help as many clients as we can, build relationships so that everybody knows that we're here to help not only certify their company, but help them build their business as people are, you know, striking out for the first time, leaving the big companies and starting their own, whether it's a cell phone process, an ITAD related process. We're just really trying to get out there and help. And that's what Glacier is all about.
So this is a pretty timely podcast, because my understanding is, Michael, a lot of people are talking about R2, but first I need to understand, what is R2?
R2 is a voluntary certification. There's a company called Siri that backs R2, and it's for used electronics. So companies will go after this certification so that they can do business, whether it's with an OEM, whether it's with a government entity, universities, hospitals. And so R2 is a 10 core requirement certification. There's 10 core requirements that you have to be in compliance with. And then after that, you get to choose. There's 5 different appendix that you will choose which ones that you believe you need to be in compliance to. With that, it's all about transparency, Doug. It's about where it came from, what you were able to do with it, and where ultimately that piece of equipment went, whether it went to an end user or whether it went to a downstream vendor. It requires three different levels of audits. You have to go through a certifying body, and there's certifying bodies like Perry Johnson, Orion, NSAI that are out there. And when you believe your management system is ready for to be audited, a certifying body will come in and it will do its own audit, independent audit, to make sure that your system is as strong as it says it is, or that you think it is. It will audit to make sure that you are keeping the correct records, that you can really prove that you are not, that your company is not involved in sending items to a landfill, and that you are got yourself hooked up with the right downstream vendors where you can be satisfied that they're not doing anything with the landfill as well.
Now, John, what does this mean for your clients?
This means a lot. I mean, that's essentially what our software is designed to do, is to be able to give you that transparency, to know exactly where you received or purchased that product from, who you went and sold that product to, where that product is going. You always have that historical record. And you have that historical record of all of the avenues and changes of that item while it's been in your possession, to always know what's going on with that item. So when you're going through the testing, you can actually properly, with other tools out there, properly test and report the results of those assets right back into IQ, and then easily know this is the exact condition of that item, so you can make the proper business decisions to repair it, to then help to extend the life of that asset, to have it be redeployed, reused, sold, or you can track the commodity breakdown right all within our system to know what came out of that unit and where those commodities are going.
Now, my understanding is, you know, this has always been the right thing to do, but now it sounds like it's the economically correct thing to do.
I think, Doug, there is a lot of, I think that's correct. Doing the right thing, as we know, is not always easy. So when you do get into some of the companies that will have what are called negative value items, which are going to be items you have to pay somebody to take off your hands. CRT glass, anything that has mercury, things like that, polychlorinated biphenyls. So there is some dollars put to that you have to consider for your downstream vendor. But again, it's the right thing to do. For the companies that don't carry those items, yeah, there's your recyclables usually have some value to it. So, of course, it's always best to sell them by unit. That's where you're going to get your best dollar. But when you have a fallout of your testing process and you have things that won't pass your testing process, at least getting something per pound for them is better than just nothing, or having to pay a downstream vendor to take that off your hands.
Now, what I understand has changed is that large end users, enterprises, companies that probably a lot of our listeners want to do business with, they're kind of asking for this now. Is that correct?
That is true. That is true. a lot of clients that we work with, let me take a cell phone processor, for example. A lot of times they want to become certified to R2 because they want to get into the auctions that are held by AT&T, Verizon, Sprint. And they have set a threshold that you must have R2 certification to be able to buy their devices. I've seen it. I believe the city of New York City requires it if you want to be able to buy their used device. Hospitals and other entities like that that are requiring it. It is really heading that way as a threshold for a lot of markets out there. So it's a change. You're right. It's headed that way. I routinely, when we work with a client, we get them to the certification process. We attempt to help them now to move forward into the auctions, into the other areas where that they can use the certification, because it is so widely known that it's helpful to push into those areas and take full advantage of that.
And to chime in a bit on kind of what just Michael said in a previous role and some experience that I have is I know for a fact that if you're looking to start to do business on a much larger end user scale, especially when it comes to Fortune 1000, Fortune 500, is becoming a requirement. And they do send a team in to actually make sure that you are doing this in an environmentally friendly manner, and that they're tracking this, and they're making it required. And I think it really is only a matter of time until it is, say, you have to be R2 to do business with probably almost any company here, at least in the States and in North America as a whole.
So this is an important revolution. I mean, this was really not true even as much as 5 years ago that end users were necessarily requiring this. Am I correct about that?
Yes, you are correct. It is a newer process. I'd say in the last year, right, 3 to 5 years, we've seen a lot more that restrict where they will allow their devices to go to.
So why your R2 as opposed to other people's R2? Why choose your process and your advice?
You know, that's a great question. I have a lot of experience in R2. I was there. I used to work for a large recycler that was in on the beginning of R2. And fortunately, I got to manage a very large corporate program that had several R2 certifications throughout North America, Canada, Mexico, the United States. And I brought that over, Doug, to the consulting side, to where I get to work on amazing projects all the time. At Glacier, we really get involved not only just wanting, like I've been saying, I think, throughout this whole conversation, is not just getting to that certification, like where can we go with that and what can we help the company now achieve? So helping the business move forward. I think that our documentation, our program, the way we train clients, we're not just looking for them to walk away again with the certification. Now, what can they do with that knowledge? I mean, hopefully now they can maintain their system, because a lot of my clients will agree with this. I give a speech every time I start working with them. The certification process is the easy part. The maintaining the whole thing is where it's going to get difficult. And so we help clients with that as well. We have a whole process of coming in, and let's meet on a regular basis and go through the requirements, make sure you're keeping everything up to date, maintained. And when they do that, Doug, we see a lot of clients that not only stay certified, they strengthen their program, they improve their program, which is really what the standard's wanting you to do. So Glacier is all in. We do from the very beginning to all the way to the end, try to stay involved with everybody if their budget and their dollars allow them to do that. I just think we're as good as it gets. I mean, we have a large client base. We're growing it all the time to get into different areas of used electronics. But I get excited every day going to work. It's always like putting a puzzle together. And it's like that, you know, I don't feel like I ever go to work. I feel like I enjoy what I do so much that it comes out in my conversations. It comes out in my training. It comes out in the product I provide for a client.
Because you're actually, you know, it's two good things. You're creating economic growth for your own company, but you're also improving the circumstances we all live in.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I have a passion to help protect the environment. And in this work, I get to do that. I get to hopefully help weed out the problems out there. I help a company understand that, hey, by maybe using a different vendor, we've got transparency into making sure that those items are not being commingled into any kind of a landfill or any kind of a problem. We can prove 100% that we're doing the right thing. And at the end of the day, that gives me a great feeling.
You know, in our pre-interview for the podcast, both you guys, I've heard this before in our previous podcast, you guys mentioned the Excel spreadsheet is going away. Not that there's anything wrong with Excel, but help me understand what you guys mean when you say that.
Yeah, I'll start, John, and I'll let you jump in here. A lot of the clients that I have seen out there, they're trying to track, Doug, their incoming and outgoing. Because again, with R2, and it's just a great business practice, being transparent, what's coming in, what's going out, and clients with trying to save some money have used an old, like an Excel. And so this is in, this is out kind of a system. It's getting more and more archaic with all the changes in the R2 world out there being instituted with the new version. But having a system, having a software like John's is the way to go. I've really been counseling clients to get away from that. I've used John as a referral to say, hey, talk to John, find out what his system can do. And so what I mean by the Excel spreadsheets got to go out, they've got to have a better way to track their items in and out. And I'll let John move on with that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always touch on a couple things here. It's always the greatest is when we go into a new company, a new customer of ours, and we always ask, well, okay, how are you doing things today? And it's all by QuickBooks and Excel. Well, that we all know that's not scalable. That's not, you're not able to track things. Those Excel is great, like you said, Doug, but a lot of known problems with that. And what IQ allows you to do is eliminate all of that together and essentially gives you a tool that gives you the ability to track everything from the moment that you create that record in the system to the moment that you resell it and even bring it back into the system. That asset is tracked, and there's an audit trail of that item, every touch point, every cost adjustment, everything that has happened to that item. So it really can be a game changer for companies that really want to grow and are looking for the quickest possible way for scalability, because you can't scale on Excel files. I mean, there'll be companies I go out to all the time and say, hey, I know everything that is on these Excel files. But when you have the ability to go right into IQ and search by a serial number or just search by that part number, a PO, or say, hey, I know it came from this vendor at this date, it's all literally right there at your fingertips in a cloud-based software that's also backed up every 5 minutes, constantly for 30 plus days, to where you know that you have a true proven tool that allows you to know where it's at. Another thing too that I want to point out too that in the previous conversation too was what's always nice about IQ as well is, yeah, we're an ERP system, we're designed for this too, but we're also a company that has a network of vendors and partners that if one of our customers are struggling in a certain area, we know that we have partners that they can rely on to help improve their process as well, and know that they can go to them and get the right help as well.
Well, Michael and John, I want to thank you for joining me today. This has been a very interesting podcast. We're going to be doing two parts. This podcast basically introduced our listeners and readers to some terminology, some processes, to some ideas, some food for thought. In our next podcast, we're going to be diving right into the details of the mechanics of how this works and why those mechanics are oh so important. But for now, we're going to wrap up today's discussion. And Michael, I want to hear a little bit more about where we can learn more about Glacier Consulting.
Yeah, Doug, we've got a website, www.glaciercs.com. It'll give you a full detail of all the different certifications, all the different processes that we do, audits, things like that, that we offer as services. You can look me up on LinkedIn. I've got a pretty detailed page that we've been working on, and all the plans and all our conferences we're going to be attending. Any of the conferences that I'll be at, I will be at eScrap 2022 in New Orleans. I'll be at eReuse in Denver in November. And then if, you know, anybody wants any detailed conversations, my contact information would just be my email, michael@glaciercs.com.
And John, can you tell us a little bit more again about IQ?
Yeah, I think it's if you're interested in learning more about how IQ can help your company and how you can move away from spreadsheets and doing everything in books. I think it's a great idea to go to demo.iqreseller.com. There you can learn a brief overview of the platform, and then you can also schedule a demo with our sales team, and you can get to learn more about how IQ, where we actually want to know all of your needs and challenges, and we actually kind of morph those into scenarios to actually show you that right in front of your eyes. I will not be at the eScrap, but I will be at the BrokerBrin conference in Vegas, and then as well as the Reuse conference in Denver with Michael. And then I'm always open to chat as well. A lot of experience out there, managing iPad myself, as well as been on over hundreds of companies now. So you can always shoot me an email at john@iqreseller.com.
Well, gentlemen, I really want to thank you for joining me today. I'm very much looking forward to our next podcast when we unpack and dive deeper into the mechanics of R2 and why all those bits and pieces really matter a lot. But for now, thank you for joining me, and to our listeners, thank you for spending some time with us and learning about this interesting topic.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.